Reading for October 14th, entitled, Justice Will Take the Throne. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. It is possible for men to offer the Savior outward homage, to be Christians in profession, to have a form of godliness, while the heart, whose loyalty he prizes above all else, is estranged from him. Such ones have a name to live, but they are dead. To the marriage supper of the Lamb will come many who have not on the wedding garment, the robe Christ purchased for them with his life blood. From lips that never make a mistake come the words, Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? Matthew chapter 22, verse 12. Those thus addressed are speechless. They know that words would be useless. The truth, with its sanctifying power, has not been brought into the soul, and the tongue that once spoke so readily of the truth is now silent. The words are then spoken, Take them out of my presence. They are not worthy to taste of my supper. Compare Luke 14, verse 24. As they are separated from the loyal ones, Christ looks upon them with deep sorrow. They occupied high positions of trust in God's work, but they have not the life insurance policy that would have entitled them to eternal life. From the quivering lips of Christ come the mournful words of regret, I loved them, I gave my life for them, but they persisted in rejecting my pleadings and continued in sin. Oh, that thou hast known, even thou in this thy day, the things which belong to thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. Today Christ is looking with sadness upon those whose characters he must at last refuse to acknowledge. Inflated with self-sufficiency, they hope that it will be well with their souls. But at the last great day, the mirror of detection reveals to them the evil that their hearts have practiced, and shows them at the same time the impossibility of reform. Every effort was made to bring them to repentance, but they refused to humble their hearts. Now the bitter lamentation is heard. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and my soul is not saved. Compare Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 20. What a scene is this! I pass over the ground again and again, bowed down in an agony that no tongue can express, as I see the end of the many, many who have refused to receive their Savior. Justice will take the throne, and the arm strong to save will show itself strong to smite and destroy the enemies of the kingdom of God. Christ will lay bare the motives and deeds of everyone. Every hidden action will stand out as clearly before the doer as if proclaimed before the universe. Taken from Manuscript 121, dated October 14, 1903, entitled, A Solemn Warning.